White, J.E., White, Emma. September 1874. Edson and Emma White. Dear children, live for God. Form characters for the better life. Dear daughter Emma, we love you, and for this reason we have spoken plainly. We wish to stir you from your lethargy. You have no time to sleep. There is work enough to be done in this world of ours. There is no time to indulge in selfishness or idleness. God calls for workers, unselfish, self-sacrificing workers. Will you both join the role? Will you both enlist in the army of the Lord? Will you double your diligence now to secure eternal life? Will you crowd all the good works you can into glory? Will you lay up for yourselves a good foundation against the time to come, that you may lay hold on eternal life? Oh, my prayers and ardent hopes are that God will accept you both as his co-workers, that you may bear fruit to his glory. Sister Hall is well. My health is as good as can be expected. Although many women would have been on their beds during the last three camp meetings had they been as I have been, yet I have not thought of the thing. I have prayed and worked and worked and prayed, in weakness, in suffering. God has not failed me, but been to me a present help in every time of need. I commit you both to God and to his grace, that he may preserve you blameless unto his coming. Your Aunt Lise's was with me at the camp meeting in Maine. Her sympathies are with us, yet she takes no open stand. She accompanied me in the desk and sat with me till I had got through speaking. We had an excellent meeting in Maine. About 2,000 people were out on Sunday. I never heard Brother Andrews do as well as he did in Maine. He leaves for Europe next week. Our prayers are that God may go with him. In much love, your mother.